It's the Tiltcast, episode 94, Red Light, Green Light.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about Batman, the movie, and Batman, the game. We'll be talking about Borderlands and a whole bunch of other shit, so stay tuned.
Green Light. Ah!
Damn it.
Sister. And we're back. It's another episode of the Tiltcast.
The Tiltcast.
And I'll be your host tonight. This is Justin, of course. And
this is Holly.
That's Holly.
Hey.
And Victor.
Introductions are going differently tonight. And Trent died in a plane crash, so he won't be with us tonight.
I was flying, but I had a parachute, so...
Good riddance.
Oh. No, he's... I think he's just doing work. But anyways, we might have a surprise visit by Rex, maybe at some point. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But he's also working late tonight, because, yeah... Work sucks. But anyways...
I didn't want to be here.
Yeah, then it had just been me and Victor.
Yeah, I know.
We feel really, really appreciated, Holly.
You should feel privileged.
I mean, I'm sorry. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, but you should feel privileged.
I mean, look at this,
Holly. I should feel privileged. I feel privileged because we're on the podcast together, not this guy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't have a lot of mirrors, but from what I've seen of me, it's pretty damn good looking.
Well... The interesting thing, and I'm just going to pimp this on myself here anyway, it is going to be my birthday next week, and I never make a big deal out of my birthday except for when I'm turning 30. So, yeah.
Which is every year for the past 5 years.
No. I'm doing my dirty 30. Doing the dirty 30, hosted by Victor at House Vag, Victor and Josh House.
House Vag.
Is House Vag. It's been House Vag for a long time. But we're going to have a pretty interesting party. I got a keg of Shiner going out there, and got a decent amount of people going, too, and it's going to be awesome, I think.
My friends are filthy, filthy creatures, so it ought to be pretty damn good.
Did you invite some more people, too?
So there are going to be diseases.
You don't even have to really invite people. They show up anyways.
Well, just throw a word on the street.
No, they'll show up. I mean, it's not like I have
to, they have to bring gifts.
They'll bring
in the form of beer and liquor?
Yes.
Okay. That works.
And
that works.
Rampant nudity?
Whatever
it
works.
Depends.
The men.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, no.
It depends.
Victor, where are you going with this?
I'm just saying, no, I said beard's getting a little scraggly. I'm kidding.
Scraggly?
I'm kidding.
I got a goatee now. I'm looking more civilized than I ever have before. I'm wearing loafers to work now.
Watch it, big timer. You put pennies in them? You shine them up nice and put a penny in them?
No. Apparently my shoes never match my clothes because I get that comment every day from random girls at work. Like, your shoes don't match. It's like it's the only pair of brown dress shoes I have.
Up at work, if you dress nice, you will have a gay rumor spread about you. I have that.
Oh, didn't? Who spread that rumor?
I think it was your sick ass.
Yeah, I did, for about a year.
And you did that even, whenever we would go to the bar. I'm pretty sure you introduced him and the other guy as being a couple.
Kep?
I don't know. I don't remember his name. I'm pretty sure he is actually gay, though.
Kephart?
No,
the other guy.
Nick?
No, I don't know where you're going with this. We probably shouldn't say his name since we're on a listen-to show.
It's not like it's a...
Well, it's not nationally... Well, I guess it's not really in syndicate.
I didn't really see it as being bad.
Plus, okay. Any friends I have that couldn't take a joke are no longer friends of mine for a long time. So...
Well, I was thinking of...
Longer hair, and he always had it over to the side.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's Cup.
It is. It's got to be
blonde.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looked... I don't think it was actually blonde. I think it was highlights.
Oh, that's definitely Cup. That's definitely Cup.
And I'm pretty sure that you started the rumor that they were actually in a relationship together.
Maybe so.
But you guys acted like
you
it,
had
too.
To help with some girls. What?
You guys acted like it, too. You guys kind of played along with it whenever we first
met. Yeah, we joke around all the time like that.
Okay.
The thing is Victor and Josh used to match all the time because you guys are about the same size, a little bit slimmer than you are, and you guys would trade
He's
clothes.
Saying that you're fat.
Well, they would trade clothes,
what's
and so
fat. Adam, looking for that fat
all
nose.
Fat.
But they used to trade clothes at work, and sometimes they would even match together when they came to work. And I don't
we
know
did
whose
it for
ideas,
fun.
But you saw where that got you.
Yeah,
it got you no ass. Well, it got you a little bit of ass, but it didn't get you any ass at work.
I wasn't trying to get it up there. It's like a high school.
Yeah, that's true. But anyways, all that aside, we're going to be talking about some video games today.
Are we?
Oh, yeah, sorry, probably.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Damn it, Bobby.
Damn it.
No more video games.
Video games. But, yeah, we're going to be talking about some video games. So before we go into that, what, Holly?
No, nothing. I'm just giving you shit.
What have you been up to?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Did you
I
go,
haven't even... Huh?
You went to the bar.
Did I go to the bar?
Yeah, and then you gave me an Vic shit for having a mandate.
Oh, yeah. Because you guys watched...
Batman 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because we were going to watch Batman 3 in the morning after that.
Right. And on top of that, I made Vic enchiladas.
They were delicious.
And brought beer.
He did. He boozed me up, fed me.
You keep playing footsie with me.
Don't sit so goddamn close.
I have to. I have a really short torso.
I think she's afraid of me. I'm going to scoot. I'll scoot further away and let you... Thank you. I smell delicious, by the way.
No, you haven't even gotten close enough. You smell bad.
Smell delicious.
It's Victoria's Secret. Very sexy for myself.
Victoria's Secret on yourself?
Yeah. The dudes.
I didn't realize they made something for dudes.
Oh, they do.
Okay. But anyways, so you went to the bar. Did you do anything interesting there?
Well, I went to the bar on Friday and got, you know, trashed. And then... Saturday, I went out with some of my Shogun friends. We just went to one of our other friends' houses, and we just got drunk there. And one of my old friends named Andrew, who used to work at Shogun, one of the sweetest guys I have ever met, ended up telling me, like, he got wasted. And he spent a good 30 minutes to an hour talking about my boobs and how perfect he thought my nipples would look like, or would look, and then told me that he would partake in my vagina.
It's a pretty sweet pickup
so
line.
Was, yeah, nicest thing anyone has ever said to me.
No,
they wanted to partake in my vagina. It was awesome.
Fair enough.
And that's about it. That's it.
Did you play any games?
I played Left 4 Dead on Monday, and that was it.
Fair enough.
I haven't been very exciting. I've been working.
I can tell. Well, me and Victor went on a mandate. Sure. That was epic, except for the fact that we kept falling asleep like 12-year-olds when it got to 2.
Yeah, when you get 2 or 3 a.m. and you're older now, it's like, I think after 25, you just get to the point where you're like, I really need sleep. I've been up since 6 o'clock and at work all day, and I'm pretty damn tired.
Like, we didn't even make it through that many beers.
It's really
like,
not that bad.
We did 10 like, beers.
Was it 10?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we made it through 5 beers apiece, which is all right. But by that point, it was like 2 in the morning. I mean, we were severely pacing ourselves. I was like, why is this not going faster?
We didn't get the beer bong out. We failed.
Yeah, we did fail. But we were watching Batman. And the first two Batman movies, well, the first two Nolan movies anyway.
Long.
Are pretty long, and they're pretty good. So, and you got that big-ass TV, so that was a really fucking good idea.
Yeah. On Blu-ray.
And those enchiladas were fucking spicy.
Delicious.
So, but yeah, we did that, and then we went to the movies on Saturday. And then you wanted to do something else afterwards, and I was like, I'm not going to do it. So what did you do? You played, I saw you on Skyrim or something like that, weren't you?
I played the hell out of some Skyrim, yeah.
What were you doing? Did you get Dawnguard
everything,
yet?
No, I haven't got the update. I've just been doing everything in the world, though. Cleaning up.
It's
not
like
all my
poor.
Quests.
I mean, what's, you just holding off on Dawnguard, or?
I haven't completed half the quests that I've gotten already. The last thing I need to do is dump another 500 on top of it.
It's not going to be 500 quests. You can do it in about 15 hours.
Or I could spend that 15 hours completing stuff I already have to do and then add that.
We talked about this last episode. Remember, the quests keep going in the miscellaneous log. You just need to quit paying attention to those for a while and then do the other quests.
I can't.
Well, you're going to be playing that game forever then.
I know. I don't mind it.
So
it's better than my real life.
Most games are.
Yeah, when you can defeat dragons, that's pretty badass. So,
all right.
Be a Viking. Usually play Viking. I got it on a... went and fucked around with Steam sales and got that on PC. Looks pretty good. Ran better than I thought it was. I was kind of afraid of running it on Ultra. I was like, well, I have a card that's not as good as the rest of the PC, and I didn't know if it was going to run. And sure enough, it runs a lot lighter than I thought it would. So, still pretty fucking cool. And I started yet another game of Skyrim. And me and you had talked about doing some Gears of War. We never got around to it.
Yeah.
And with not doing Gauntlet last week, I've felt obligated to do other things, like play Borderlands. I mean, I played the shit out of Borderlands. Scott from Carousel, formerly of Tiltcast, called me up and said, hey, by the way, Borderlands. I was like, I don't even really have to think about this. So I jumped from Batman Arkham City that I've been playing on PC, because I restarted that. And actually, breaking off from that, that's kind of weird because it's on Games for Windows Live, and I don't do that very often. And so you'll see, like, all your friends online. Like, you were online, and I was sitting there typing back and forth with you. And it's basically Xbox Live on the PC. And so you can jump in parties, you can do anything, but you're on PC. I just have to have a headset plugged in, and I got Xbox Live, but I'm on my PC.
Nice.
So, and that's kind of neat because, well, I'm buffing up my achievements on Steam and on Xbox at the same time. So, which is kind of interesting with Arkham City. But as much as people hate that interface, it's really not that bad. But yeah, Borderlands, that game is still as fun as it has ever been. And I don't know, like, I've been looking at all this new Borderlands 2 stuff, you know, all the videos. There was one that Randy Pitchford did a little while ago that kind of showed some of the new classes and everything else, and the Gunzerker is looking pretty sexy right now. So is, I don't know what Maya's class is, but the new Siren.
Yeah.
Where she has healing, she has crowd control, like you guys were seeing, and she does the bubble. Yep. She can lift things up and everybody can shoot them at the same time. There's new talents for, I guess they have some new additional talents. So remember you had like, or not talent, but like elemental effects. So you had like corrosion, you had electricity, you had explosions, you had fire. And they added something else that they made up, and I don't know, I guess it's a debuff. So, which is kind of neat. But going through Borderlands, me and Scott went through that on Saturday. Went and hung out with the girl person on Sunday. And then on...
The girl person?
Yes. And then, aside from that, though, I got back and immediately jumped into Borderlands again on Monday. Watched a movie and then jumped in Borderlands again on Tuesday. And me and Scott are probably, I guess, about 10 hours in so far. So, I mean, we've been not really long sessions, but, like, having a fucking blast. I mean, it runs great on PC. There is a third-person mode if you can hack it, which is kind of neat. And then, obviously, just the way that it looks and runs. Like, I know on Xbox sometimes the frame rate drops when you do a lot of elemental shit. You don't really get any of that on a PC. Even a medium-grade PC will run it pretty damn good. So I think I'm going to probably end up buying two on PC and Xbox 360 at the same time. Just because it's that fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, and played a lot of Tropico after the podcast last week too. Tropico 4 is still fucking amazing. The music's still banging. Modern Times is still, like, keeping it real for me. The objectives and everything make it pretty difficult. And it's just, I don't know, it's just something about Tropico that just keeps me hooked. And I think I'm getting back into that strategy game thing. Like, Trent's been playing a lot of Anno. I think he'll probably talk a little bit about that next week. I've been getting kind of jealous, honestly. It looks pretty cool. But Anno is a strategy game that Ubi made like late last year that looks pretty amazing. Has, like, you can make an underwater civilization. You have arcs and things like that. But I'll leave that for next week's podcast.
Awesome.
But, yeah, video games. They are amazing. But you know, the shitty thing is, though, it's like you don't have that many games coming out during the summer. So you got, like, the Steam sales, and you got Best Buy doing sales and everything else. And there's just...
And I don't have any money.
I know. I'm kind of the same way.
So I can't partake in any of
I
it.
I do owe you a birthday present now, so...
I think hosting the party at your house is pretty amazing. I'm not really asking for anything else. I was pretty fucked for a while. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. And I was like, I'm going to have it here. And if I think I can... I've had 50 people in here before, and that was pretty crazy. I don't know if I want to pick up after that again. And that's why I'm going to keep everybody out of your house, except for using the bathroom. But
we can do whatever. Plus, I got that fridge. I think I'm going to blow a hole in the fridge in the garage and just turn it into a kegerator.
Oh, are you?
Awesome. Hmm. I got kegs in it already. They're just not tapped in the side.
Do you have any homebrew?
Mm-hmm.
Any that's ready?
I have a raspberry wheat and a, which is a girl beer, but it's
probably pretty
6.3% or something. It's pretty good. Pretty dang good. And then, the other one is a little bit of what we call the bro job.
What's a bro job?
Delicious. Delicious. It was basically...
Bro job.
We had a lot of batches we made, and we took the leftovers of all those batches and the ones that would actually work together and made an actually really decent, really strong beer.
So what would you call it?
Ooh. I don't even know.
Is it dark or a blonde?
No, it's dark. It's definitely...
Is it gritty? I mean, has it got a lot of bite to it? What's it got?
No, it's just a really dark, like, if Guinness had a lot more flavor and was way better. Like, dark.
Blasphemy.
Dark like that. blasphemy. Put sour milk in their beer.
Guinness is tasty as shit. Same with Murphy's Irish Stout. Big fan of that.
Murphy's is better.
I would agree. Murphy's is better, but it's hard to find. But so, and then for people that don't know, Victor is a little bit of a brewmeister. I mean, you made that coffee stout, and I feel bad about this, but for a long time I was like, homebrew, I don't know about this. I like Victor, he's my friend. Not sure I want to try it. And I let it sit in my fridge for probably a couple months. And then I pulled that out, and then I drank the whole bottle. That was probably the best coffee stout I've ever had. And it was flavorful, it was dark, it had a decent bite to it. It was, the aroma was good. The body was amazing. I sound like I'm talking about something other than beer, don't I?
It was yep. Awesome, worked out. It was supposed to be like a chocolate stout with a hint of coffee, but we're like, it was more like, very much coffee, and we put like a half pot of coffee in the batch in 5 gallons. That made a huge difference.
Yeah, it didn't really, it's not a jolt or anything. I mean, it doesn't have like a shitload of caffeine or anything, but the flavor was definitely there.
Yeah. Well, it was like 8 ounces of coffee grains, like a half pound, and like a half pot. So it was like a syrup.
Oh, wow.
It had a little bit of caffeine in it.
Fair enough. So, anyways, there wasn't a lot of games that we talked about this week, was there?
No, not at all.
I feel kind of bad. I mean, there wasn't much that came out, so...
There's nothing. And the one thing that's supposed to come out this week didn't.
Yeah. What was that?
Coldstream.
Oh, yeah. You guys were wanting to play that this weekend, weren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, how's that? Did you look it up and see when it was actually coming out?
They don't know?
Mm-mm. How does that make you feel?
I'm pretty fucking angry.
Really?
Yeah, it does. Trent, I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah, Trent said you were stomping around the office about it.
I was.
Were you? Yeah, it wasn't very much. You don't sound that pissed off on
angry Holly Hulk stomping around.
I'm just tired.
Well,
That's why. But I am extremely pissed off about it. I was extremely excited for this to come out just because we've been playing Left 4 Dead 2 for so long. It would be nice to have something new, and I don't play it on PC, so...
Well, you know it's never coming out.
It will.
Next week, actually.
Better.
No, really, next week, actually.
Did they actually say that it was coming out next week?
Trent found it on the Valve blog. You should have dug a little deeper.
Bitch.
Yeah. Instead of getting so pissed.
No, I looked at it, I think it was yesterday, is whenever I looked, and then I saw something on Twitter today posted by G4, and that they still didn't have a date for it.
I don't trust G4.
But that was earlier. Yeah, I know.
I mean, nothing totally against them, but it's almost like a casual interface for games. It's like they grab a few big things, and that's what you get.
Yeah.
I mean, entertainment.
You really could just dig, like, one level further down from any of their stories and find out a shitload more info.
Who's tired?
Click the next button
and
on your Google search.
I'm already angry.
Well, there's a lot of things you can find, surprisingly, even on a news light week like it is.
Yeah.
I didn't
look up any news today.
Wow.
I was too busy coming up with apology letters for work.
Apology letters?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Guess that's probably something you can't talk about, huh?
Yeah, not really.
Fair enough.
Like,
so, Victor, aside from gaming, what have you been up to? You started into something, and then I cut you off for the show.
Well, basically went to a pool party last week after the show. Went to the bar. The bar closed at like 2-something. Some girl's like, pool party, we're going to a pool party. And I'm like, I'd go, but my buddy drove me. I'm got to go. And other buddy's like, hey, I'll drive. And I'm like, cool, I hopped in. By this point, I was already having a little bit on the show, and then got picked up, and then
had a lot
at the bar.
Yeah, you came straight from work over here, and you're like, I need a drink. And you had like 3 shots.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Good bourbon.
And then
delicious.
And then a mixed drink. I mean,
yeah.
You were...
Then I got home and had a couple, and then my buddy Daniel came over, had a couple more, then went up to the bar, met a bunch of friends, got pretty ridiculous, sang some songs and karaoke. A little Tenacious D. It's pretty good.
Good.
I enjoyed it. He was here this weekend.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. And then went to that pool party, and I thought I'd just, you know, not walk around to the gate, which was like seriously 50 feet from me. I'm just lazy and don't want to walk around all this stuff. And people in there are already like diving in and stuff. And none of us had bathing suits, so it's chicks in bras and panties, or if they didn't have bras, no tops. And dudes are just in their boxers, and I'm like, cool. So I jump the fence, and when I land, just crack, right ankle just makes this popping sound. I'm like, this is not good, but of course I'm pretty wasted, so I'm like, okay, this is good.
I can do this.
So I gimp over to the pool, dive in, you know, swim around, have fun for a while.
Bad idea.
And I'm leaving and climbing out of the car to walk up to my door. I notice something's probably pretty wrong. So next day I wake up, it's got a big purple bruise, bruised the underside of my foot and just the tendons, everything that...
It's like a stone bruise or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was bad. Just your heel bruise, like if you step on a rock or something, but my whole foot didn't like it, so it's almost completely healed now, but it's definitely...
I remember on Saturday, I was just about needing to help you to the fucking movie theater.
That was pretty bad. And
so what did we do?
Newsgate.
On Saturday?
Batman.
Boop. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to an AM showing, because they're cheaper.
Yeah, and it was AM. That was your idea, and that was probably a good idea.
It's a very good idea.
Well, we got out after a 3-hour movie, and it was still
lunchtime. 2:00.
Yeah, it was
lunchtime. I still had the whole rest of the day to play Borderlands and Batman.
Yeah, so...
I played a lot of Batman after that. I was like, man, Batman's so fucking cool.
Yeah, so...
How do you guys feel about the movie? No spoilers, but how did you guys feel?
I like The Dark Knight more.
Which one is The Dark Knight?
The second one.
The second one?
Joker.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Vic?
I'm actually torn between 2 and 3. The Heath Ledger Joker was freaking amazing, and the twist at the end. You know, that whole part right there where I was like, oh my god! But then again...
The twist that we fell asleep through?
I'd already seen it like 20 times.
Yeah, I have.
And then, but...
Bane?
The new one.
Oh.
Yeah, Bane was awesome in this one, but he can't do better than
Heath Ledger, though.
Well, the acting. I'm not talking about acting, though. We're talking about the story-wise. And this one, it completed the series good. I don't think it did.
I still liked the second one more, because the third one seemed a little bit more Batman Begins.
Well, here's how I feel about it, without spoiling anything. Well, here's how I feel about it. They had a lot of characters to introduce and go through, and a lot of story arcs to go through in a short amount of time. And I would probably be a little bit more, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but I'd be happy with an extra 45 minutes. And an extended cut, kind of like Watchmen, you know, just like watching the director's cut of Watchmen.
Huh.
You've got to sit there a while, but it's pretty good, you know. And so, I mean, I'd be excited when they do, if Nolan does a director's cut on it, add some extra footage to kind of clean up the quick transitions. Because to me, they rushed through a lot of that fairly quick. And that was my only point. Well, no, that's not my only thing. My other thing is Bane, while being diabolical and fucking awesome, and a good take on Bane, even though he didn't do the whole Venom thing. It's Nolan's Batman, so I mean he's obviously going to be very much more realistic. I could not understand like 1/3 of everything he said, and I understand, Victor, you attenuated your ear holes to figure out what the hell he was doing because you watched all that pre-shit.
I went through some Bane training on YouTube. I watched
Bane
everything
training.
I could find with Bane talking, and it was like whoa, whoa, whoa. Sounds like a guy talking underwater in a bubble bath. You know, you just hear kind of bits and chunks here and there, but. You learn the drawl and stretch it out.
I didn't. I understood like 50% of what he said, and then at some points I was just like, fuck this, I'm not even going to listen to you. I don't know what you're saying.
Well, and I can understand something really diabolical was about what's going on, and I caught the theme of the scene.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right.
A couple times
you're
like, what are
you saying? Put two and two together and just kind of assume what he's saying.
I didn't realize it was that hard, but then I remember the first time I heard him talk, like maybe 6 months ago when I watched the first 5 minutes of the movie. A little bit of probing I did on the internet and found some footage, and so I watched that, and I watched that about 10 times, and then I finally could pick up the whole scene, and it was the plane part and
that
plane and all that. So I got through that, and then a couple other weird things I found. But
well, I'm also a little bit deaf. I mean, I really have to like it's from several years of playing bass guitar in a band and standing way too close to the fucking cabinet. And that just wrecked my ears. My left ear is kind of probably about half deaf. So I had a hard time understanding everything. I really needed subtitles at several of the points. But all that aside, a lot of the plot twists were really neat. Some of the characters they revealed were really neat.
I'm really glad they brought one person into it.
Yeah, towards the end?
Well, I'm the male character.
Yeah, I know you're
okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were too. It was an interesting take on that character as well.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Batman... I don't know, I'll give it about 4 out of 5 stars.
Well, yeah.
And then it's still a really good movie.
But I give Dark Knight 5.
Dark Knight was damn near perfect. And really, here's the difference between the two. I think, and this is where I'll agree with you, Holly, I think Dark Knight was a because it was more focused on Joker and just Joker, and there wasn't the whole story arc with this. Well, I can't go into that.
Yeah.
But it was just a much more focused movie, and because it was more focused, it was a damn near perfect movie. Like, there's not hardly anything wrong with that movie.
I don't know. Like, I think there was a lot more action in the second one than there is the third one.
The third one was kind of suspense, and there was a lot more waiting and timing.
There was a lot more mindfuck going on with three.
Oh, yeah. It was so good. Some good surprises. They really...
Yeah,
I was surprised. I honestly was.
Yeah, I won't say too much.
I was surprised.
I think Nasa's crying. My shoulder was a little wet when you were leaning on me.
I got a little misty at a couple points, and that's just because Alfred is so fucking cool.
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Michael Caine is a badass actor. They have some really good actors.
Why'd you have to bring that up? Now I'm sad.
I'm sad. You should be happy. That's awesome.
But
yeah,
you should watch it. Everybody should watch it. If you're a fan of Batman at all.
If you enjoyed the first or the second one, watch it. It's a perfect closing.
It's an interpretation. It's kind of a loose interpretation on the comics. I'm not a comic buff. If you need to hear about comics, listen to The Carousel, listen to Elseworlds, because those guys know comics way better than we do.
Yeah.
But all that aside, I think from what I saw, using the more realistic approach to Batman, Nolan, it was almost like him remaking the comics. You know, it's kind of his vision for it. And he did a really good, really bang-up job of doing it. And I didn't know how I felt about it just as soon as I walked out of the theater. But the more I thought about it over the weekend, I was like, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah, because he actually, he went out of his way to make it a lot more realistic than they have in the past.
Well, and Bane was, I know if you go to the comics, Bane was from South America. He was a mastermind, but he was also kind of a beefcake. And he was more... I don't know. I never felt he was... He didn't take alliances in the same way that he did in the movie.
Yeah.
Some of the directions that they take Bane in are way off from the comics. That aside, though, it's an artistic liberty that he took on his reimagination of this whole series that I think worked fine. So, and some of the return characters that you see are pretty amazing. So, all-star cast. Hats off, go to fucking Batman.
Maybe we can have a spoiler cast.
Yeah, we need to have Trent see it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and, well, I mean, we've got to give it time anyway, just so no one's screwed, but we can all watch it again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We should all watch it again.
I don't mind.
Yeah, I could go and see that again.
No, yeah.
I'd like to see it in IMAX.
Yeah, just so the bigger screen.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing tomorrow night?
Because they did it with the IMAX.
I'm broke as shit.
I didn't ask
as well.
Who's paying for it. I said, what are we doing tomorrow night?
I'm running.
Yeah, that takes you about 2 minutes before you're out of breath, and then you're on the curb crying and asking for a ride home because you're 20 feet down the street and can't make it home. So after that, failed excuse at a run. Your little stumble party. Come back. Oh, I got a stitch.
I've been running 2 miles, thank you. Dos. I don't know how to say miles in Spanish.
Miles.
you just said it really weird, like Mr. Movie Phone.
You should do Kramer's thing when they call in, and he's like, thank you for calling Movie Cast. If you want to see the timing for Dark Knight, press number one. Remember that episode?
Yeah, that's
that?
A great fucking episode.
Kramer, is this you? No. Is this David? Is this you?
So, speaking of Batman, obviously we had the really horrible incident that happened over the weekend. I'm not going to coin the term, but it was a movie. They shot people at a Batman movie. And what was his name? James Holmes. Dude's a fucking psycho. You know, it's crazy. I was looking at
He was perfectly fine before that. He wasn't crazy. Like, he kept to himself a lot, but he was still a really nice guy, is what I hear from everyone else. But then...
Well, you know where the really nice guy quote came from? It came from a stripper, a prostitute rating site rated him as a nice guy.
There were also children that lived close to him that he was friends of their family and stuff like that, that had said he was just a normal, nice guy, he got along with everybody.
Then how come his parents didn't seem surprised?
I don't know.
Then that
maybe
it's
just, she is the one, his mom's the one that called him out on it, but the thing is, like, he was also under a lot of stress, and apparently, like, a month before all of this happened, he ended up failing one of his tests, and he dropped out of school, And that is what they think just sent him, like, spiraling down. And then that's whenever he started, like, getting online and finding, like, really good prostitutes around the area and, like, going out and getting, like, a few prostitutes a week and stuff like that. And then just...
He should have been the happiest guy ever.
Well, I don't know.
He's getting
sleeping with prostitutes isn't the most glamorous thing in the world.
He's getting the top prostitutes, so he's not getting the, you know, just regular old stuff. He's going for the prime trim here. He's going to rating sites. Where do you find these rating sites?
But so I was looking at different things on rating a serial killer and how people kind of look at the psychosis of everything. And he does, like, experts don't know how to profile him as a psychopath because when you have certain types of psychos, you'll have people that it's like a revenge killing. So, like, people that go on rampages and kill a few amount of people, they'll go and kill the people that wrong them, you know. You have psychopaths that have an aggression towards a certain group of people. So, like, to take like, Virginia Tech. I've been reading up on that shit all week. Virginia Tech, the dude killed 32 people, and he was killing all the... what he considered were the rich motherfuckers, the people that got everything paid for, the people that drinking cognac in, you know, in their dorm room, the people that had the nice Mercedes-Benzes and things like that. And he was after all the students that were really well off, and so he went and locked the door and killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, but
this guy doesn't have a motive. That's the problem.
He doesn't have a motive, but he did it at a specific movie and then called himself the Joker afterwards. That's why he dyed his hair.
I heard that too, and I saw the orange hair, and I don't fucking get that either. Which makes you wonder if he just did that as part of the blame. You know, like...
I think he was fine, and then he just snapped for some reason and then went crazy.
I think it's more than that. I think that he may be smarter than what people give him credit for. And here's what I think. I think that the dude planned this out, and there's some other motive that they haven't looked at as to why he killed a bunch of people seemingly at random.
Yeah.
But and then he said, well, I can do this, and then I'm going to go do this at the Batman premiere because there's going to be a lot of people there. And then I'm going to dye my hair orange because then I can blame it on Batman, and then I can maybe get the crazy, you know, I can have a crazy case, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe blame it on that and get committed for a lifetime or whatever.
But why would you want to just kill that many random people anyway? I just see him as being crazy. Like, I legitimately think that he probably just snapped, and that's why he killed random people instead of choosing only women that he wanted to kill because he wanted to be, you know, masculine or whatever, and he wanted to show that he was better than women, or shooting men that he thought were better off, or, you know, all of the stereotypical serial killer.
Well, what if he knew one of the people that he shot? If he just knew
the one
person.
I don't think so. So to kind of quote something,
he is not from Colorado.
No, he was just going to school there.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I was reading this profile, this thing,
was
profiling different killers, and he said...
He was only there for a little bit. His parents sent him there so he could take more classes.
So, I'm going to read something real quick. So, it says... This is a quote from a website that I was reading, and basically said... One of the guys, the psychologist that's writing this paper, said, "Whether mass killers are motivated by desire or notoriety is hard to generalize. Some are and some aren't. All we can say that infamy is motivated by some, or motivated for some. Were there warning signs that an acted on might have prevented the tragedy in Aurora? Based on the scores of mass murders studied, this guy quotes a consistent profile in which someone has a history of frustration and failure despite promise and aptitude, but they have a very weak support system. They don't have close friends or family nearby to turn to for help or put their thoughts in perspective." So he was described as being quiet and reserved, though not an outright loner. So maybe the isolation kind of led into it, but he didn't really have... Like, there wasn't any... Like, the people that kill just random people like that are doing that because they're angry at society at large. And so And that fits a very, very, very small percentage. I think something like 1 point...
I think after he failed that...
If there's any percentage...
He failed the test that he had tried, you know, so hard for. Like, he dedicated his entire life to going and doing this with himself. And then he ended up failing and just dropping out of college... And it just snapped.
But the crazier thing is that a lot of people, when they go on these psychotic rampages, tend to kill themselves afterwards. And he was wearing body armor, so he didn't want to die. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So maybe he felt like society had wronged him, and he wanted to be famous for something, so he wanted to live and live through that infamy.
But he had a handgun out in his car as well.
And his apartment's booby-trapped.
His apartment's booby-trapped. And so you wonder... Again, just kind of...
Maybe he did plan on killing himself afterwards, but the cops got to him before.
Well, he just walked out to the cops. That's the thing. Like, there was...
He knew he was going to go to prison. He got on to... It was like Match.com or something like that, was trying to meet girls. And one of the things that he would ask was, will you visit me when I go to prison? So he knew he was going to go to jail.
I didn't hear that.
Or he knew he was going to go to prison. I watched a lot of shit on it today.
Probably was one of his top 10 matches.
Ouch.
And I saw he's a nice guy. He seemed like a nice guy. Just kidding, Holly. Kind of.
I'm sure he was.
Well, everyone's a nice guy sooner or later. They just turn.
So.
I just want to watch the world burn.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Have you ever watched a movie and you're just Joker?
That's really
perfect. That's why I said he called himself the Joker and he's just killing random people.
Well, I don't think anybody heard what you just said, but there's that quote.
Yeah, some men just want to watch the world burn, and that is legitimately like.
And that's when Noss said there's only 1% or something, but there's that 1%.
That's the way the Joker was, and that's the way this guy was.
Well, some people see, you ever watch a movie and you just feel like, man, I wish I was that guy. You're like, I wish I was Batman. I had all that money and I could actually go do good things. Like, some people have that good nature.
Yeah.
He might be on the other side of the scale. Man, I wish I could just fuck stuff up like that and just run it. Run it and wreck it and just topple the towers. Like, that's what he was thinking. He was like, envious of the Joker. He could have been
sometimes
like that.
Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I'm like, man, I wish I was that badass, but then I realize that
well, not badass, like, go just crazy. Murder random people, but like.
Well, no, I wish I, like, break into, oh, someone's here.
Possibly Rex?
Maybe Rex. Better find out.
Oh, you better look through that peephole. We send the smallest person in the apartment.
I know, well, she got up first.
We got two dudes over 200 pounds in here, and we're just sending the 75-pound freaking 12-year-old at the door.
So that was Rex, so I guess we're going to have another guest.
Yeah.
So we'll get him in on some of this action. We'll talk about that in a second.
But anyway, like, I think that's what it was. Like, I think he was crazy. I don't think he's just some normal person. I think he snapped and he went crazy because of all of the stress that's going on in his life, and he probably didn't have anyone that he could talk to about it, and just got very despondent and didn't want anything to do with people other than prostitutes, where
well,
he could
I've been,
just...
You know, I've been stressed, and I've had bad tests, and I've nearly...
Yeah, but he has dedicated his entire life to this. And this, like, it was neuroscience or something like that that he was into. Like, it's
normal people pick themselves up and go back at it.
Do you think he was a Sherlock Holmes fan?
I don't know. Why do you say that?
Slashers, killed prostitutes.
Oh, you're thinking
he
of
didn't
Jack
kill
no,
any
I know
of
that,
the
but I'm saying
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But that's what he was. It was what
he didn't
been.
Kill any of the prostitutes.
It's an interesting theory, but I don't think that go in there.
But then why would you rig your apartment and then tell the cops about it? Why wouldn't you just leave it be? If you really wanted to cause that much damage, don't tell the cops about it. Because whenever the cops go to your apartment, that's just that many more people that are actually going to die.
Well, obviously, we're glad that nobody did. You know,
well, yeah. I'm not saying that I'm...
Yeah, no, you know you're not advocating. No, I'm just throwing that as a disclaimer, but... The crazier thing is that a lot of the people I work with, the corporate headquarters that I work with on a daily basis, is based very, very close, like so close that people at work that work over there were affected by it. And
yeah.
Our boss basically just said, hey, take as much time as you want off, do whatever you need to do, and then come back to work when everything's sort of normal. So, and it was really crazy because me and some of the people that, like I work with people in Phoenix and I work with people in Denver. And so we all wanted to talk about Batman, and that had just happened, and we're like, oh, God damn it. So,
I want to talk about it.
Well, it's
so
like one of my friends in Phoenix, she's like, oh, like Batman, you know, this is going to be the best thing ever, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, you really shouldn't talk about that. She's like, oh, the shootings. Shit. So, you know, that kind of sucks. So before
yeah.
I jump into more of this, because I'm going to bring this up, you heard us introduce him. Rex just stumbled in after building servers or whatever the fuck he was doing. How you doing, Rex?
I was drinking while I was building servers.
that's why you're stumbling around.
That's why you're so... You sound really responsible.
Well, you can clearly go to the Batman movie as long as you're wearing body armor.
Oh,
too soon. You guys don't carry something in your car?
Too soon, Rex. Too soon. Too soon. So how you doing?
Awful.
I'm doing amazing.
I can tell. What are you drinking?
Everything.
Whatever they had at work.
Whatever they had at work. It's like you're building servers for a bar.
Or you bring the bar to work.
Well, I guess if I was working late, I might do the same thing. Although I'd probably get fired. What'd you do this weekend, Rex?
What are you grunting about?
Oh, I was looking for Thug4's drink.
Yeah, I didn't drink. That's what I said. I didn't bring anything to drink this time. And she's rocking hers, and you are, and I'm empty-handed.
You can go grab a couple of beers out of the fridge if you want.
Why didn't you bring anything?
Because I just left work.
It's in the bottom there. It's in the bottom.
I will replace. Oh, you got some Pabst.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You got some Pabst.
I kind of am thirsty, too. Maybe I'll have.
It's totally okay.
It's okay.
I have Jason coming to get me.
Okay, good.
This weekend, I did a lot of drinking. One of my best friends found out that I'm dating his sister. That was awesome.
Nice. Little sister? Please tell me it's
little sister.
Oh, even better.
Awesome.
Did not get me near as awesomely in trouble as when I got to go get him to watch his slightly younger sister at a strip club. That was awkward.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Yeah, I knew. An amazing story, actually.
Hold on, so you and him went out to a strip club with his younger sister that you're dating to see his younger sister who is a stripper?
So I'm dating...
Only in Oklahoma.
So I was dating his younger rurer strip sister.
Youngest
sister. It is
younger rurer.
It gets better and better.
So we go up there, and by this point I'd had their schedules pretty well down pat. And we get there, and I'm like, hey, buddy, she's not working. And so he's sitting facing away from the stage, while I am sitting towards the stage, and the door's behind him. And I see her come walking in with her little stripper bag. I'm like, ooh. And I don't say anything.
That is terrible.
Oh, it gets better. So I'm sitting there, and we're talking, and she comes out, and she turns to her right, and she sees me, and she waves. And then she gets this, like, OMG face and points at him, and I bite my lip. I'm just like, oh, yeah. She's nodding my head, yes. So she saunters up all quietly right behind him. He's just sitting there talking. All of a sudden, I'm like, gotta go to the bathroom. And I get up and walk off. And I'm looking over my shoulder, and I see her start rubbing his shoulders. And he looks back and goes, hey, oh.
That's a really awkward.
I know,
why
right?
would she do that?
They were okay with it after that. We just played red light, green light for the rest of the night.
Makes sense.
Did he keep his back turned to the stage the rest of the night?
Well, that was the red light, but after a while he stopped trusting me.
Well, that's like whenever I was doing that, my brother would come in occasionally, but he would always text me before I came in. I was smart, and like a few days after I started doing it, I told him, I told my mom, you know, that I was... So, because I didn't want him coming in and, you know, seeing me on main stage or something like that and just being like, fuck.
Yeah, that'd be fucking...
This is really awkward. So, he would text me and ask me if I was working, and I'd say, you know, yeah, but I don't have a spot on stage, so don't worry about it. Sit on one side of the building and, you know, I'll work on the other side. So, we always had it, like, worked out, so we didn't have to have anything to do with each other.
Oh, he was fine with it after that, and he just, like, whatevs.
I don't think if I had a sister, I don't, but if I did, I don't think I would come near that strip club.
I would be too weirded out.
You would just have to talk to them and let them know that you're going in there.
Then again, I've never been in a strip club my entire life, so...
Really?
Mm-mm. Don't need to.
It's a strip club. It's awesome.
You've been to some of my parties, but...
Strip clubs are fun. For the most part, they can get boring.
They're awesome till you leave with disappointment.
I think it would just piss me off. I just stare at it the whole time, like want to get up on there and then just okay, see you later.
Maybe you get lucky,
and then you blow through $100.
You'd be surprised how often it actually happens.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Because if it wasn't me tonight, who was it yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before and the day before? And they have it every day, just thrown at them 50 of them, and they're like, I'll take that one tonight. I don't want to go home alone anymore, and the guy's getting there, you know. That's what I'm worried about.
It's an interesting point. So aside from awkward night 2012, what else did you do?
Kept working through Fable 3, as old school gaming as behind as I am. I worked a lot.
Yeah, you got here late. I didn't even know you were going to show up.
You didn't text me. Indubitably, I did.
You did text me.
Aww.
I had my ringer off. You did text me. I'm sorry.
Epic fail on Justin's part.
That's a bad Justin.
You're a bad boy.
You get told that a lot.
I think Michael will understand it if he listens to the cast. You're a big boy.
Michael.
Shazam.
Oh, gotcha. Inside joke, I'm assuming.
Just from working.
Gotcha.
One of our managers.
So, yeah, sorry for being late, though.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. You're here now. We were talking about Batman shit, and I was going to catch up on you here and see if you've been playing anything. Fable, what do you think about Fable so far?
Still disappointed with it.
Are you? How far are you into it?
Last time I was playing, I was drunk, so I don't really remember. I am much further, because I spent about 4 hours playing it. I can give a much better report next week.
When okay. you're sober? Slightly
sober.
Sober. Younger.
So, speaking of being sober and not sober, you're coming out Friday, aren't you?
Indeed, I am, and I am bringing 5 gallons of what I'm now calling rice wine.
Oh, okay.
Sake?
No, he was showing me his home batch.
It's not bad. It tastes kind of like apple juice.
It's a cider. Like
an alcoholic apple juice.
That sounds nice.
It is. You get through about 4 cups.
Is it anything like sake? Is it? Because if it's a rice wine.
Someone else called it a rice wine.
Oh. How do you make it?
You stick it in a bucket for about 4 months. Or about 2 months.
You stick what in a bucket?
Yeast and sugar. And a bunch of lemonade.
Okay.
So, lemonade.
Yeah, it's called Skeeter Pea, if you guys want to look it up. Yes! It is real, like, once you have a proper batch, it's really good.
Well, you know, it's funny you missed the part of the conversation we're talking about Vic being a brewmeister.
I knew Vic was a brewmeister.
We were talking about his stouts. There's some shit on
the side.
I don't know, but it's, it doesn't taste good, and it doesn't smell like anything.
Probably should rinse it off.
It doesn't taste good.
I don't know if I taste something like that.
I tasted my hand. That was just all over it.
You don't taste your hand. So, anything else interesting with you, Rex?
Oh, lots of things that I probably shouldn't talk about. But
you can talk about them.
You're going to get yourself in trouble.
No.
So, moving along, we were talking about the Batman murders because.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible,
I just terrible. Said it. God damn it. I did not want to call it the Batman murder.
Did you see that? Who's the actor? Christian Bale?
Christian Bale
visited the hospital.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he should have done it in the Batman suit, though.
I don't know. I think he's trying to be respectful.
I think that might be traumatizing.
It was the Joker that. Too soon.
Still. Yeah, well, no, that's what he's calling himself. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know.
His hair was the wrong color. What a dingus.
Well, the thing about it, though, that was crazy, and I was going over his like psych profiles on him, is the fact that he wore body armor to the event. And
it was in his car. He did not wear it to the event.
Right, but he wore that in there, and so the idea being that, like lots of mass murderers, they usually end up killing themselves. They're usually not worried about dying. And he was worried about dying because he was wearing body armor. So, which makes you think that, and I was saying this to these guys, that maybe he didn't really plan on, obviously he didn't plan on dying, but maybe he was wanting to live with the infamy the rest of his life. Like, he went out, he just walked out in the parking lot and gave himself up, you know?
Serial killers do love an audience.
Do you remember when Joker got himself caught?
What do you mean?
He got himself caught?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just walked out of the park.
I mean, this guy, I think, was like really, really thought he was the Joker. Like, the more
I think about it, the more it makes sense.
I think he
was using it as a cover. I still think it was one of those things they want to have the infamy of being a mass murderer, and that's one way he can get it. And he's not going to die. He was too much of a, you know, I guess a coward to kill himself. I don't know, but I think I was talking with some people, obviously, off the show, and I was like, you know what? I wouldn't have had any problem as a cop just kneeling that fucker down and just blowing his brains out. That guy killed kids.
But if that's the case, well, he killed one.
It doesn't matter. He just
6-year-old.
Yeah.
It was unfortunately a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
But he just went in there spraying bullets.
If the cops actually would have killed him, then they wouldn't have known that his apartment was rigged. I don't even know if they would have thought about his apartment being rigged.
Well, and they
would have.
Did you guys see about the notebook that he sent to the university?
No, I didn't see that.
No.
That is a recent development. So, he left the university on July 10th, and then they received a package from him on the 12th, several days before the actual murders. And in the notebook, he had actually drawn out what was going to happen.
And nobody acted on it?
Almost like a plea for help, But because the way that mail just works is they throw it all into a room, and it was addressed to one of the psychiatrists, he never opened it, and then the event happened. And now they found it several days later. They're obviously denying anything, you know, neither acknowledging nor denying. But what would have happened if they found that?
Maybe they'd have grabbed the guy and just said, hey, I'm just going to hang on to this guy because he's loco.
I don't know. Like, you saying it like that kind of makes it seem like people might try and put the blame on them, which is not their fault whatsoever.
I'm not saying that at all. I mean, that's just the same thing.
Shit like that happens.
Gun control wouldn't have done a thing for this.
Well, you remember back in the 90s when they had the Columbine thing. Again, not that far away, 12 miles south of where this happened, basically. Or 17, I think. I'm not sure. But anyways, when the Columbine thing happened, they were doing the Doom on site. And sadly, bad press for Doom. But they didn't have anything to... because that really, like, killed gaming for a little bit because people blamed it on that and KMFDM. Whatever the fuck. But when that happened, though, they were talking about making explosives and things like that. And one of the friends of the kids, one of their mothers of the friends of those guys, had been saying something to one of the detectives in the area saying, hey, you need to check these guys out. I think they're fucking dangerous. And he started to fill out the paperwork for a warrant to search their house and never, ever got around to it.
So something kind of interesting about the Doom, so bringing up how, you know, they made the map of the school, supposedly, and it was the really bad thing for Doom. There was a couple people in Cushing, actually, that made a downtown map out of the old Call of Duty, the original Call of Duty came out. They made a replica of the downtown Cushing map, got in the news press, in the newspaper, and they were hailed for it. Like, they were these town awesome kids.
Yeah, they didn't kill anybody.
they didn't, but it's curious to see the whole reflection in that, because Doom was this, all of a sudden, this terrible game because they were using it for training and such, but it's only because they actually utilized it. Whereas those other two kids that created the map and did the same thing and had it as a fairly large scale group of people never did anything, but even though it was the same type of supposed training, nothing came down. It was almost hailed as this, you know, hometown hero thing. It was really bad reading. It really was.
Well, the one thing I'm worried about is, after all this is said and done, how much of the blame is going to come down on violence in movies and violence in games and things like that causing somebody to do something like this? I really hope it doesn't come down to that again. Or, you know, again...
Maybe that was one of his points.
Well, I hope it doesn't, because again, this is a crazy person, and crazy people, regardless how we spin this, we don't know how crazy it was, or we can't really define it, whatever, they're going to do these things regardless, and people of all colors, all creeds, all types of people play games, and it just happens that crazy people that want to kill people also play games, and also watch the same movies that millions of normal people watch. And it's just like, you know, I'm talking about, I played Borderlands all weekend, you know, and I played Batman all weekend. You know, those are fairly violent games, and it's a one way that I get some of my aggression worked out, you know, not that I have this huge amount of aggression, but it is a good way to blow off steam. I mean, I could be doing shitloads of drugs or something like that and doing something really lame, but I'm doing something fun and constructive with friends, whether it be puzzle games or whether it be action games or shooting games, and just having a blast, you know. And that's the way that I blow off steam. And everybody has to blow off steam somehow. And it's the way that you do that makes all the difference in the world. But I, like I said, there's crazy people everywhere, and they end up doing a lot of the same things we do on a daily basis. Don't blame what they do on a daily basis as to the motive behind, or the training or whatever, behind the crimes that they do, because that's fucking flawed. And I wish people would quit trying to find scapegoats. So speaking of scapegoats... There is a lawsuit that was filed this Tuesday blaming the theater and the film studio, Warner Brothers, for the killing of this dude's best friend. The guy's name is Terrence... Let me find it again.
But they're liberals.
But, shit. Okay, Torrance Brown. So this dude, he had a friend of his that died in the shooting, and I can understand being upset about it. What sickens me, though, is he's trying to capitalize off this. And so he's suing the theater for being negligent because the emergency exit door didn't have an alarm and was not guarded. Like, would anybody ever has to guard the emergency exits at a theater? Think about all
it
the people.
It should have had an alarm on it.
But you can't really blame the theater for that.
Well, it's supposed to be one way anyway, so you're not supposed to be able to get in them.
Right, I don't know.
He did prop it open.
Although, curiously, if I was sitting in the theater and I saw someone go out the emergency exit...
And prop it open?
I used to work in a movie theater. Honestly, emergency exit's actually a lot easier to get out a lot of times, and there aren't alarms. It's all the internal hallways, and there's just stairs that lead downstairs. I took them all the time. I still do sometimes at the old theater.
Yeah, if you go to the promenade over here in Midtown, that's the way I always go out, just because it's faster to get to the street.
Yeah, it's the same, and you don't have to wait for 300 people in there.
No, I think it's actually one of the exit doors, like a fire exit, that was actually in the theater room that they were in.
So, but all that aside, this dude's trying to sue the theater and Warner Brothers for damages and for trauma and things like that. He doesn't really have a fucking case. I can understand being upset and having to go through psychiatry sessions and things like that. You know, somebody, I'm sure there's some kind of fund out there that's going to help these people. I'm sure the state of Colorado is going to do something for these people. But suing the shit out of Warner Brothers just sounds like he's trying to latch onto a cash cow and just make money off this.
Yeah.
Well, that's
it's fucking sickening, to be honest with you. There's nothing that Warner Brothers had nothing to do with this. You know, and the theater, obviously, like you said, the alarm thing, maybe that could have been fixed, but they weren't anticipating anybody to come in shooting. Nobody was. Nobody could have planned. It's, you know, an act of God's maybe the wrong term, but it's one of those freak things that happens that nobody has any control over. It's kind of like when they had the Virginia Tech shootings, like saying, oh, well, he locked the doors and nobody was made aware and there was no way to break in, so we should sue the shit out of the school.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't do anything.
Serious awesomeness to the three guys that died protecting the girlfriends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the military soldiers that died there as well.
Yep.
Serious props to them.
And it's a sad thing. I don't want the media to take this out of context and fuck everything up with it, because really they just need to fucking electrocute the dude, get it over with. Don't let him sit in a cell for 10 years.
They should have a turnpike to the death warrant.
I really hope they don't draw it out. It's not that hard to prove that he did it. He's not really even claiming anything else. He's kind of proud of it, you know? I mean, he's not like, oh, I didn't really do that. You know, it wasn't really me. I wasn't the guy with the orange hair shooting people.
He was doing sock puppets. Like, they put wrapping over his hands so they would have, like, the evidence of gunpowder, gun residue on his hands. And he was making sock puppets out of it.
Yeah, fucking electrocute the bastard.
Just beat him in the head with a gun butt. Wake him up, knock him back out. Pretty soon he won't wake up.
I can totally see them just dropping him in general population. Saying, good luck!
Sayonara.
Do you think they would destroy him, or do you think they'd kind of be like, no?
So day one he was in, on Google News, there was reports of him getting death threats from inmates. Inmates ready to go to town on him. And that's absolutely true. I mean, that's no different than when you get, like, one really big...
It's like you got a child molester, or a rapist, or something.
A rapist,
like,
yeah.
And they have to stay by themselves. He got the same type of treatment. So they're keeping him in solitary, so that we're protecting him at this point, so we can just prosecute him. Drop him in the general population.
I'm gonna just prosecute
him. Best of luck.
And then I just don't want the prosecution to be drawn out. It's an open and shut case. I mean, it's not that hard to prove the dude did it.
Well, he's probably already... Sure, he's done a confession already.
Nope, has not talked. Has not said anything yet.
Hmm.
Well...
Except for sock puppets.
Except for sock puppets.
Puckets.
So, anyways, moving along from that. Obviously, we're all kind of pissed off, and obviously...
Happy news.
Well, I don't know about happy news, but...
Ish.
What, you got something?
We're doing news yet?
Are we doing news?
Yeah, we're doing some news.
Happy talk.
Why don't we do a
break?
Happy
talk.
Do we want to go on break yet?
Yeah.
We should do a break.
Has it been that long?
I don't know.
Anytime that the wreck shows up halfway drunk, a break is needed.
For the awesomeness
of awareness to set in.
All right, you can't tap the table. So, okay, we're going to go on break. So,
it's not even wood anyways. But this is. I see you looking, Holly. Don't worry.
All right, we're taking a break. We'll be back in a few.
I can't tell.
We'll be back in a few, so stick around. And we're back. And that was kind of a long break. Got to talk about a bunch of stuff we couldn't talk about on the air, of course. And it's been kind of interesting. So I want to kind of break off into news real quick. I wanted to talk about a few things. What? Yeah, you can have one, Rex. You could have just asked. So one of the things I was going to bring out, I don't know if you have this on your list, Rex, but looking at some things about Valve, because I'm a fan of Valve, and Gabe Newell, the guy that basically is Valve, stated that he didn't really like Windows 8, which is not a real big surprise. But basically he said he doesn't think that the touch interface is the future, and that's part of the reason that he doesn't like it as much.
I think he's wrong.
You think he's wrong?
I think he's dumb.
Dumb?
So essentially what's going to happen, looking 20 years into the future, because of what's happened with technology and the
way
we...
Well, he thinks it's a fad.
And thinking it's a fad's fine, but that's the same thing as saying that the old mainframe technologies were wrong.
Well, think about how long we've been using a mouse and keyboard, though.
So think about 20 years ago. So talk about mouse and keyboard. Think about 20 years ago when technology was mainframe-driven, to where you had a dumb terminal, everything was done on the mainframe, and you just had a screen to what it is. Over
right.
technology time, it moved to a fat client, to where your computer was the workhorse. It was everything that you did. That's where your gaming was ran. That's where everything was. Now, even now, with OnLive, Steam talking about, we're moving towards the mainframe technologies again.
Well, that's because bandwidth has gone back up.
Correct. So what we're doing is we're doing a rebound back towards it. Now,
well, the difference is, though, Rex, back then we were all hardwired into that mainframe. We were in the same building, essentially, most of the time, in order to run the client off the host. And now, because of internet speeds and bandwidth and things like that, we can now put this client or this server anywhere in the country or across the ocean or whatever, and now cloud compute it that way.
Right. And so what's going to happen is that as we move it more into this human interaction with machines... And as I really believe, we slowly evolve ourselves into a more technology-integrated person. You talk about the touch experience, the Google goggles that are coming. Really, the next stage of computing experience is the interaction of ourselves. Being able to walk down a street and look at a restaurant and see the reviews. Being able to touch them and reach out and to browse through the internet. That is the experience. All that Microsoft is
doing... You're
just
going to look super weird.
Everyone else is doing it too.
I will totally do that.
They're crazy. Your Facebook.
But think about that. What you just said. Remember when the earbuds that first came out and people had the Bluetooth, and how weird it was.
And it's still irritating
when they walk around. You don't know they're on the phone because you can't
and
see.
They're
the
like,
other
and
people.
They're like standing right next to you, and they start saying something, and you're like, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, beautiful?
The fuck are you talking?
That's sweet.
To me?
What are you wearing? You're like looking out.
I'm
like,
right here.
If you just look at me, Rex, you can totally tell.
But so go on.
So and really, I mean that's what's driving forward. So all Microsoft is doing, really looking at it from a 20-year step forward, is they're really starting to try and pave the way for touch integration, for visual integration, for really to the point where what is known as the iPhone becomes the iPhone, what your eye projects and you're able to navigate through. Augmented reality is the end goal. This is the beginning.
Okay. Well,
what of the Newell's, end for the machines.
Newell is thinking that.
Stop it.
Well, Newell's still thinking that Windows is thinking short term, and that's his reasoning behind it. He doesn't think the touch will last that long. He's wanting to go more with Linux support for a lot of PC gamings, and he's wanting to convert a lot of the games that are on Steam to Linux support. And branching off from that, Serious Sam BFE. Is now going to be the second game on Steam that will work natively on Linux.
Here's the problem with Linux, and it's the problem with any type of open source, real big software, is it is a fanboy-driven system. It really is.
I don't know about that because, okay, I work in entertainment technology, and all of our stuff is open source. If you dig far enough into the files on our website, and I can't say which because I can't say who I'm affiliated with, but if you dig far enough into it, we have to release... you know, what we're actually using. And it's a version of Linux that we actually use. And
so there's
a lot of companies that use Linux as their backbone for a lot of systems they do. Because you're not going to license out Windows for your machine or your set-top box or something like that. You're going to use something that's a little cheaper. And it's open source and more or less free, you know?
So, and as a what I think will be the final point to that, here's what's different about a large company taking Linux... and utilizing is they are not utilizing Linux in the form that we're talking about. What we're talking about is the open source, what is not supported, what I cannot call Ubuntu and say, hey, I'm having a problem with this, can you fix it? A large base company will have support. They will have to where, if this is fucking up, they can call. Or they will have a developer that they can call and say, hey, this is fucking up, fix this. That is the difference. That is why open source as a mainstream technology will never take off.
Here's my only problem with Linux, and I think Linux is a good thing, but Linux isn't very universally done. So you have stuff like, you know, any kind of Mac OS or any kind of Windows OS, you know. You have something that's got universal structure, whereas Linux has, what is it, like 10 or 12 different versions of Linux out there?
Easily.
That more people than that, still
use. Easily.
I can name off 10. Just fucking thinking about it.
But just thinking about that, there's not any standardization related to Linux. There is standardization of the different versions, but not to the same degree as something like Windows or Mac OS, where they come out with a version and they use it for a few years before they move on. And that's something that game developers can depend upon and say, hey, these are the limitations of this software. These are the parameters I have to work around. This is how the DLL library works. This is how I develop this game, whereas Linux is going to be something a little different, you know?
DLL libraries don't work the same as in Linux as doing Windows. That aside, yes.
But I'm just saying they work differently between different OSs, you know what I mean? There's things like that.
There's more variations of Linux than there are syphilis, so yes.
Very true. And you got Wine and stuff. I mean, you can run some
You can sort of run stuff through Wine. And I think, like I said, I think it's a good idea for like you're saying, I think for certain stability things like setting up a server, like the server I'm still setting up because I was lazy this weekend. And it's still sitting on that table over there.
Big old dinosaur over there.
If you'd had it set up when I got here.
I know.
I'd have looked at it and done nothing.
So, anyways, moving aside from this discussion, yes. Let's talk about some other news. First episode of Walking Dead, the game, is going to iOS. $4.99 this Thursday. By the time you're listening to the show, it'll be available on your iPhone. So, kind of neat. Nintendo, they post a $220 million first quarter loss. Not quite as bad as previous years, but they're still kind of going down the tanks. The 3DS didn't do as well as they wanted to. They only shipped 19 million units. And you think about that, no, not only 19 million units. That was a lot more than Microsoft or PS3 shipped the first time they went around. But you're talking about a portable system, and portable systems with Nintendo's generally sell a bazillion of them. I mean, they sold, how many DSs were sold? Like maybe 200 and something million? It's something ridiculous.
It's something like a metric fuck ton.
More than any other console, period. DS has just outsold everything.
Yeah. I mean, I bought two of them.
Exactly.
One of the core problems with looking at like quarter losses is that's not how companies measure their profits. Because what they'll do is they average it out over the previous years. So what is a quarter loss on this year may not be that big of a deal.
If they had a bigger quarter loss last year, that means that they've also lost that much more than they did last
year. Well, no. So if they had a bigger quarter loss last year, but they lost less this year, they're doing better. Because you have variations in game times, you have the slow game periods when not a lot's coming out. I mean, there's a lot to factor into that.
Well, the other thing I think that Nintendo has wrong is they develop a few games that everybody wants to play.
Pokemon!
But their software, for the most part, you think about Nintendo software these days versus when you were growing up, hardcore gamers aren't playing a lot of Nintendo games anymore. I mean, you got about, I'm just going to say this, it's a really average figure. Let's say 30 good games on Wii, whereas you got 100 or 200 good games on PS3 and Xbox.
I don't even know if I'd give them 30.
Well, but I'm just saying, you got the standard stuff they do that Miyamoto makes. I mean, you got the, you know, the Zeldas and things like that. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have, like, the Street Fighters, Mortal Kombat, just amazing stuff.
Mortal Kombat was never on Nintendo.
Yeah, it was. Super.
Yeah.
I have Mortal Kombat 3, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. I still know all the combos. I know fatalities.
On the Super. On the Super. Yeah. And the Super was a golden age of Nintendo.
I think. And you had Zelda even on regular old Nintendo. Now Zelda's, I mean, it's good, but...
Yeah, but they force you to interact with the Wiimote. And that's the part that I can't... Like, I still want to sit down and play through the new Zelda. And I like Zelda a lot. And I just... I don't want to fucking...
You don't want to draw your sword by drawing your sword?
I don't want to fucking gyrate all over the fucking place while I'm playing a game.
Yeah.
I just want to sit back in my chair and chillax.
That's what... I got the new GoldenEye, and I wanted to murder somebody because...
Oh, it's horrible.
It was horrible. I couldn't aim. I'm like, what the heck? And I like to drink a little bit and play some games.
Yeah, and you're...
And I'm like, I don't have the gun. I don't have the plastic gun, so I'm trying to align my hands and guess if I had this invisible gun in my hands. I got destroyed.
So talking about GoldenEye, there was actually a Steam Valve mod for Half-Life for GoldenEye that replicates the original Nintendo 64 GoldenEye. Oh. It is awesome. Highly recommend checking it out. It's multiplayer only right now, but amazing it is.
So, you know.
GoldenEye Source, I think, is what it's actually called if you guys want to look it up.
Yeah, just go on Steam. I'm sure it's listed somewhere pretty easily findable.
Some benign place.
Well, shit, I mean, when you talk about stuff like that, me, you, and our friend TJ, and everybody else that land with us, Jason, and James, and all those other people, we used to fucking play all sorts of those Source mods for. Like, when we got sick with Half-Life and Team Fortress, we started playing mods of those games. Fucking multiplayer and shit like that. So, anyways, I don't know where I'm going with that. Other things. Dead Space 3 features co-op through the story. Now, one of the things I kept seeing reports, and this is what everybody was basing it off of, that Dead Space 3 is not going to be as scary as the other two. The idea being they wanted to maybe go more action-oriented, but it was that term action-oriented was based on what journalists were writing, not what EA was saying. But it features co-op, and the idea is that co-op's not as scary as playing it by yourself. I don't know what to think about that, but honestly, that game still scares the shit out of me. I've barely started on one, so I'm a pussy. I may play three.
Fear one.
Mm-mm. I didn't, you know, Fear didn't really scare me that much.
Old school Silent Hill?
Yeah, Silent Hill was scary as shit. Amnesia. Amnesia was definitely really good.
I know, right?
I thought you were pointing
sneaking
Amnesia
up on you.
Is fucking terrifying. Have you played Slender yet?
I forgot to get around to it, but I did post a link on last week's show.
It looks awesome. I really want to play it.
It's free. Why don't you play it while you play on that shitty laptop you're playing shit on?
I don't know if I'll be able to.
All right. Other things. Deadpool is getting his own game. As I showed you guys the trailer, worth watching. Looked funny. It's definitely in my mind going off the Deadpool that we like in the comics. It's fucking crazy. Fucking self-aware as shit. I mean, he's talking about, like, you see the thought bubbles going up, and he's commenting on the thought bubbles, you know, and everything else. But it looks like it's violent. It's made by the same people that made Fall of Cybertron. And that looks like a fucking good idea. I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, so I talk a lot about MOBAs on here, and Rex should be here when I'm talking about MOBAs, but he's in the other room. He'll come back. MOBAs being games like Dota 2, which is out on Steam, free to play. Only thing you have to buy is costumes. Everything else is free and everything is unlocked. It's pretty cool. But MOBAs in general are those games where you basically have tower defense. You have a group of heroes versus a group of heroes, like 4-on-4, 5-on-5, whatever. But in games like League of Legends, which is hugely popular, you have two groups of people that go through tower defense and versus each other, usually 20 to 30 minutes apiece. And these games are insanely fun for people that like this kind of stuff. It's a little bit slow-paced at first. About 10 minutes in, it really starts ramping up. And it's worth doing if you like strategy. Rex, get your ass over here. Rex, do you play MOBAs?
Wait, what?
MOBAs.
I play with MOBAs, but I don't know what your definition is.
Massive online battle arena games. Dota. League of Legends.
Do not play MOBAs? Do not.
Ah, shit. Well, anyways, there's a MOBA coming out called Guardians of Middle-Earth. Coming out last quarter this year. And it's going to be a console MOBA, which is the first time they've ever done it. Now, I was reading somebody who was like, well, MOBAs have never really been that big. League of Legends has sold more copies than World of Warcraft. I mean, it didn't ever really sell copies. There's more people playing it. It's over 30 million people playing League of Legends still. It's a fucking hugely popular game on PC. But that being said, it's a MOBA based on Lord of the Rings lore. And they're going to have things, they're trying to develop it so that the matches are about 20 minutes, so they're really quick and drop in, drop out. They're all mapped to the buttons on a controller, which makes this insanely easy. And for anybody bitching about that, most MOBAs don't have that many controls. I mean, think about League of Legends. You have QWAER, I think. Well, I think you have three main abilities. Maybe four. I'm trying to remember. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I played it. And then you got your mouse clicks. Mouse click to move, one mouse click to aim, I believe. But mapping that to a controller is not that hard. And aiming big abilities with a controller is not that hard. I think it's a brilliant idea to try to do that. And it's going to be released right around when The Hobbit comes out, so probably a good idea to get some interest in things like that. But realize it's a MOBA. It's not going to follow the lore that deeply. It's just going to be something to battle with your friends, and that, I think, is an amazing idea. As long as it's not $60, they try to go with like a $20 or $30 route, I'm probably going to be really, really fucking happy with this. But what it looked like, it was probably going to be on Xbox. Maybe PS3. Other than that, I think I'm pretty much out of news. Anybody else got anything?
I do. I maybe have an interview with Stefano coming up.
Really? Are you fucking serious?
What,
you've been emailing the shit out of him?
I have been trying to talk to him, and I finally got some correspondence, and I'm working on setting some up. So if I do, I will record it. It'll probably be on Skype. And I will absolutely make my moanings and groanings available.
Your moanings and
I was
going to
say,
groanings.
This will technically go in an X-rated category.
Well, I don't know. Is he very explicit, or...?
I don't know. I've listened to him talk. He's a very, very polite person when he's typing to people.
Well, be nice.
Oh, I'll be nice.
We'll come up with some questions, and you can come up with your questions of yourself.
Yeah, no, as soon as I know, I will absolutely let everyone know, and we can talk to him.
And we'll get everything set up for you, and that way you can get it all done, and we'll try to get quality. But,
StarCraft?
Yeah, some StarCraft nerdage. I didn't realize you were doing that. Very nice. Victor?
Something I'm excited about. I know it'll no time soon at all, but the Mass Effect movie.
We've been talking about that a while. What's exciting about it now, though?
Same writer that did I Am Legend and a couple other ones. Thor, which I loved.
So, but he's directing it, though, right?
The writer wrote the script. The same writer that wrote the script.
Have they found the director yet, though? Somebody said something.
Walters?
Mac Walters.
I'm not sure what that guy's done. Keep talking.
Mass Effect.
This movie coming out called Mass Effect.
I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, just the first two have been awesome. I haven't got a chance to play number three yet, but I'm sure it will steal my life like the rest of them.
You know, I've never liked game to video movies. I've never found a good one.
To video movies?
Video.
What
other kind of movies would there be?
Game movies.
Ending movies?
After Blood Rain, though, I just kind of hung myself.
That was pretty
well,
bad.
Well, in Resident Evil,
any Resident Evil movie sucks.
Yeah, they don't make any sense.
Like with Resident Evil, if you look at it coming from a different kind of canon storyline, that's fine. But God, with Blood Rain. Hitman was
awesome. Funny, they made a second Blood Rain, which is even funnier.
I still can't find a director. I was hoping he had a director lined up, but there's still not a director. Well, wait a second. Son of a bitch. Anyways, I'll talk about that next week. I'm not sure yet. Anything else, Vic?
Nothing special.
Nothing special, okay. Holly, you said you didn't have any news.
I have nothing.
Rex has his hand raised.
I have another Professor. Awesome thing. If you guys have not seen the new Hitman trailer called Hitman Alt or Hitman Saints trailer.
With the nuns?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw that a month ago.
Yes.
That was the big stink that everybody in the media was making about girls and how they're represented in gaming.
Well, that
girls
and Tomb Raider.
Girls just
want
to have fun.
It's true. There's a song
Way
about
to go.
It.
Way to
Duh.
Go.
Okay. All right.
I had to make sure there was an awkward silence.
Yeah, no shit. So, last week we asked a question, and we asked our fans, well, Holly, you posted this. I can always tell in the phrasing's different as who posted it. Holly goes, hey kids, is there a particular song or band that you like to listen to while you're playing different genres of games? Or just a specific game? Let me know. So, anyways, a few people wrote back. And this is why you should like us on Facebook, because in 8 more likes, we're going to be doing the Cinnamon Challenge. Nymph had written something about
that shit.
So Nymph had written in and he said, somebody has to be there on hand in case somebody needs CPR. Well, we got Johnny 5 taping it. Johnny 5 won't be doing the Cinnamon Challenge. He'll just be taping it and laughing. So if any of us dies, well, he'll be on hand to help us.
So he'll give me
CPR course 7 years ago.
Yeah, Johnny will give you CPR.
Ooh, what do we got going on? Sulfur might not like that, but hey.
It's to save a life.
To save a life.
Oh my god.
It's like, they'll be.
Well, also, one of my buddies at work, he, speaking of CPR, he bug bombed his condo the other day on Sunday, and then he's like, oh shit, I forgot to turn off the lights, and he's like, I don't know if that's flammable or whatever. So he takes a big breath, runs in there.
Holy
comes
shit.
comes out like a minute later, and his roommate and her kid and his kid's coming out, and they're out standing there, and he goes into a seizure, and he's standing there, and just, blah, heart attack, heart stopped. just dead in his front lawn, just dead on the ground. And she's like, holy crap. She goes up and starts doing CPR. They call the cops. By the time they get there, then they get him back to life. But he actually was talking
about... Yours?
Yeah, one of my good friends at work.
How long ago was this?
This is Sunday.
Sunday he died?
Yeah, he died. And he said he actually had a, like, out-of-body experience where he actually could look down and he saw people around him. He didn't recognize a lot of them, but they were around his body. And then, you know, it was kind of weird on and off.
Is this anybody I know?
No.
Okay, somebody from work.
I don't know if I'd party with him very often.
Dude, well, I mean, first of all, he sleeps probably 2 hours a night. He's got sleeping problems. And so he'll come in and work weird hours. He'll work like 12-hour days and stuff. One of the hardest workers I've ever met. Like, awesome guy. You know, helps me on anything I need help on. I help him. So, it's just really cool. But between school and his son and his single parent, the mom's got, she's out there. And, so he's doing all this. And then that crap happens to him. And so,
well, at least he came back to life.
And he's late on Monday, and we're giving him shit. We're he's giving like, him shit because we don't know what's wrong. We don't know what's wrong. I'm like, geez, man, you should have had Red Bulls, you know, a little earlier this morning, you know, screaming with him. It's like 10 o'clock. He's like, brings out his phone, starts showing me the things of him in the hospital. Like, I'm like, oh. He's like, I died Sunday. I'm like, oh, yeah, you died. I died too, you know. And he's like, no, I died. I'm like, oh, shit.
Way that's crazy. Dude.
But way to be me, you know, and just freaking just keep throwing it in his face. So I've been screwing with him for about 3 days about it.
Well, I'm glad he's alive.
Yeah.
Because that would have sucked really bad. Yeah.
He's a really cool guy.
Well, not detracting from that, but answering the question that we asked last week. We had a really amazing comment, first off, right off the bat. Sophie comes back and says, I don't really listen to music when I play games. What I do is listen to you guys. So I'm going to give her mad props for that.
Well, and that's why I said that's what we like to hear.
So, speaking of that, Hyper Spikey writes in and he says, racing games, I play electronic music too, or yes, dubstep. But sports games, I usually listen to my own 80s compilations full of new wave and ska type stuff. Sometimes it's just a bunch of Ramones music, which we approve of. Chuck from Elseworlds Podcast writes, Rooster, Alice in Chains. I like that. Trent writes in and says, my pick is Justin Bieber. The chick has a sexy voice. Props to Trent.
Damn it, now I've got a boner.
To be fair, I do listen to Pretty Cake from LazyTown a lot.
Ouch.
So, hey, Pretty Cake, if your way is lazy...
You're fired.
You're my worst boyfriend.
So, moving along, we had a few more responses. Scooter from Carousel writes in.
Who's worse?
Scoticus Aurelius. Back in the day, the one-shot band Protek was especially inspirational for playing Halo. Not as much for Halo 2, though. Definitely raised the kill count. Gotta say, I think it's... Trent will probably correct me at some point, but I think it's called Orbiting Cathedrals is the name of the album. Am I right, Trent? No, he didn't hear me. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're right. It's a really good album. I don't know what to describe it as, but it's really good. It's electronic. Nimp writes in.
Like a Trent speaker.
Yeah, we'll just put... He can be
here. It's a walkie-talkie. We'll just rubber band. He can be here when he's not here.
It'll be a child monitor. So, Nimp writes in, and he says, I just like to listen to podcasts when nothing story-wise happens. Good on him. But if I don't have that, I listen to fast music like Death Clock. When I'm grinding in an RPG. Shooters, I tend to listen to Alessandro Safina. Don't know why, but his music helps clear my head and puts me in the zone. For people who don't know what the hell that is, he's a famous opera singer. So, definitely got to give him a little bit of class for doing that, although doing that with a shooter is kind of different.
I don't know, classical music would be really cool to do a shooter with.
Could be. Yeah, I could see that.
Well, it helps you take your mind off. You don't get too nervous and stuff, but that's what racing games, when I'm doing like a 20-lap endurance thing, like R-class cars and Forza, I'll throw in Mozart or Bach or something crazy, or
that's what I do on Saints Row sometimes, too, because they've got their classical station. It's nice.
Also Keen, the first Keen CD.
Everybody is a listen to
Keen. The first Keen CD is actually really good, but no, it keeps you from getting too angry.
Well, and if anybody's played shooters with Nymph, we always know that if you have Nymph on your team, you usually win. So maybe there's a reason for that.
Are you done with the Facebook ones?
Yeah, did you have some more?
I have some on my Twitter, Twitter, and then if you want to look up mine on Facebook, okay. I'll go ahead and read these off.
Why don't you go ahead? Okay, you're going to read the Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay,
on my Twitter, Mackie from BMF said, I listen to podcasts if I'm playing pinball or puzzle games. Also, if I'm sick of hearing the same songs in Tony Hawk HD. If a game has any sort of story, I always stick to the in-game audio. Headphones are for puzzle arcade pinball games. And then we had... The Hannah said it depends on the game. Although it's almost always metal, I'm probably going to get most of these wrong. Caius?
Mm-hmm.
Sepultura?
Yep. Sepultura.
Emphasis on the wrong syllable.
There. No, I'm gonna give the Hannah mad fucking props for saying, is it Arise? He's got to say Arise or Roots. So if you're listening, Hannah,
that's the two
albums you should listen to, Arise or Roots.
And then he said, High on Fire, Strapping on Young Lad, Slayer, etc.
Slayer? Dude, why is that Hannah not my friend?
And then Moon said, in-game music, unless it's Racing Fly RPG, then it's podcast after podcast, it becomes whatever my flavor of the week is. Okay. And then, yeah, that was it.
What did Mackie say?
Mackie just said podcast for the most part. And then he said that he sticks with in-game audio.
Oh, okay.
Other than that.
Mackie, come on.
And then,
let's see. It's good for the soul.
Oh.
Let me pull up ours, which I can. Connect.
Did like the soundtrack on the new Need for Speed Top Pursuit, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
I really like the soundtrack. I said this last week, but I really like the one for Saints Row the Third.
Yeah.
Excellent selection music.
And nothing better to listen to when you're beating someone with a 6-foot purple dildo.
So, moving along, one last section of comments. Glenn, who wrote in last week, said, when playing FPS, Call of Duty games, I like good grunge mix mingled with some rage and peppered with a little hip-hop. Minus Time Wasters, Angry Birds, I listen to an eclectic mix, including Deadmau5, Black Keys, Clutch, hey, Clutch, Carol, Emerald, Prodigy, Rachel Yamagata, Fiona Apple, Wagner, and Bruno Mars. If it's a game that requires listening to the environment like Splinter Cell, I listen to nothing but the game soundtrack. The best fit for a song, including in a game soundtrack, is Ain't No Rest for the Wicked in Borderlands. Pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Phil says, I like to listen to Skrillex while playing Twister and Slayer playing Monopoly at a Wu-Tang and Wu-Tang playing Battleship. I don't know where he's going with that.
Nice.
Michael, Mr. Spaulding, I listened to Linkin Park so much back in the day that whenever I play Final Fantasy Tactics, the original, and I hear in the end of my head. I cannot say this guy's name. Ekramal says, System of a Down, Iron Maiden, Pretty Lights, and Flux Pavilion. So, lots of responses there. I'm glad I have you in charge of this now, Holly.
Yeah.
Because you post this stuff more often. Though you keep forgetting the Tiltcast group, which is okay.
Well, no, I was going to do it earlier today, but you already posted it.
Well, I'll try to post it today already to get time for responses. So.
Well,
that's right. So, moving along, we'll move into our email. And this is from Ian. I didn't get any emails from anybody else. Let me just refresh that. Well, if everybody was as awesome as Ian, they would write in as often as he did. So, we appreciate it, Ian. And reading his email, he says, to the nastiest of the nasty ones, the trentiest of the trenolopes, the sexy secrets of Victoria, and you don't want to have a holly jolly Christmas when the holly badger is on you, the shotgun and shoots you in the back on accident, allegedly, smiley face. That was long. And
no,
I've had too
I just
much coffee.
Told him that I was going to shoot him in the back. I never
what,
actually
what,
did
left
it.
Left 4 Dead or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's where that came from. All right, if you didn't already talk about it, Dark Knight Thoughts, already passed that. I loved it. For a gaming question, do you think that Microsoft will ever expand the Avatar feature on Live? I've always wondered if Live would take the concept of the game Animal Crossing and apply it to the Avatar as a feature for your Xbox Live Avatar. Imagine having access to all of your friends and all of your friends' digital avatars' homes and messing with their stuff. If Microsoft achieved or replicated that game in some fashion on Live, it would be huge to have this sort of digital social interaction when the next console arrives. Anyways, love the show, Ian. And speaking of what he's just talking about, the new Wii U kind of has that thing with the whole, like, Miis floating around and everything, but they don't have houses. Do you want your avatar to have a house?
I don't want avatars creeping into my window.
Or in the closet.
Hey, I think it'd be pretty fun. I mean, we had the thing, you had your Mii parade. You could do a Mii parade and see if any people are around you.
Yeah.
You know, wireless connect to each other. I mean, a lot of people didn't know they were buying the adapters for the back of their Wii, but it has one built in.
Yeah.
Wireless, you know, and they were charging $60 for another one to plug into your USBs, which was the exact same. So.
But do you want your avatar to have a house?
Give it a house.
What would your house be?
Bubbling around. Sandcastle.
Sandcastle? What about you, Rex? Would you have a house?
Oh, hell no. I wouldn't have a wireless available avatar.
Okay, I'm skipping you. Holly.
What are we talking about?
Your avatar having a house on life.
I don't need a house. If I had a house, it would be Minecraft-related, I guess.
You'd be what?
Minecraft-related?
Yeah, but then you'd be afraid of everybody stealing your stuff.
What if you could train your avatar so it could defend your shit when you're gone? And if you lose a battle, you lose gold or something.
Or I would just get a whole bunch of pet wolves.
Wolves? There you go.
That'll zombies. Work.
Just don't kill the zombies.
Just line them up in a row in front of your house?
Mm-hmm. Someone walks into Holly's house, there's like five wolves. She's like, hello. These are my children.
Wolf woman.
It would work, because they can kill you pretty fast.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, Holly Badger, I'm going to go out the back door.
So anyways, that was our question from last week, and that was Ian's email. And I've had way too much coffee at this point.
Had way too much beer.
So, speaking of questions and things like that, all social, what are we asking this week? Did you decipher what I said, Holly?
Kind of. If you could think of...
Rex, go.
If you could remake Batman Forever.
And actually do a Batman Forever comic style.
Comic style.
With old Batman.
With old Batman, you could pick the villains. Who would the villains be? And what actors would legitimately play them? Not ish actors. What actors would play them?
I got this right off the bat because it's one thing me and Victor discussed.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill as Joker. Old Joker. And fucking what the
Burt
hell?
Burt Reynolds
as Batman.
He'd have the bat stash. And he'd carve it into the shape of a bat.
Okay,
there'd be a bat ring on his face. Nothing more scary than the evil.
When you said this, I thought you meant like if there was another Batman coming out, and it was an old Batman. So I'm thinking like
the man is old,
like nursing home old. Not
I'm talking about old like my dad's old, like 55.
Damn.
Well, my dad's not even 55.
Or he could be like James T. Kirk old, who's like 100 in real life.
No, he's in his 80s.
Oh, I know, that's what I'm saying, but he looks 100, he's 100, but looks 60.
What would you say? All right, Rex, he's got your hand up.
Not necessarily 50s old, but like I was kind of saying earlier, kind of a current Christian Bale Batman, keeping him kind of in the whole dark saga, the whole like real dark series, kind of following comic books, and the Doctor Who guy,
David Tennant,
as a Saw style Riddler, would fit the bill.
If it was, you're talking Arkham Asylum style Joker from the game, because he was holding people hostage and he had to solve the riddles to get the people out of the whole hostage situation.
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to answer this next week.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You gonna think about that?
Yeah.
I thought you were the Batman specialist on the show.
I have to think about it.
Okay.
This is a serious question.
Victor.
Serious business.
What about a Sean Connery Batman? I think it'd be fun to watch.
I don't think it'd have to change his voice.
Batman Beyond. You could do Batman Beyond with Sean Connery.
He'd be the villain.
And a new Batman. You could do the remade Joker.
No, that's what it'd be. It'd be like The Rock. It'd be Sean Connery as Batman and Nicolas Cage would be Robin.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Would it be Nightwing at that point, since he'd be older?
Yeah, he'd be old as crap. So,
yeah,
who would be the villain? Who'd be the villain? Sorry.
It's okay.
Patrick Stewart.
As who? Who's Patrick Stewart going to play? Mr. Freeze.
Oh, shit.
Bam!
They could do a legitimate crossover with Dr. Horrible. Horrible... as Neil Patrick Harris.
I don't know.
Neil Patrick Harris would make a really good Riddler.
Maybe.
He would.
I think he would.
He's not a bad actor.
Well dressed in a little suit.
Not at all.
Giggling around.
He's not old enough for the concept I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, as a whole, he would make a really good Riddler.
Because then his cane would actually be used for something.
Harley Quinn. Who would be that?
I don't know if...
Besides Holly, because Holly is... She would just... Nobody would want to watch anything but that part repeatedly. It'd be on loop, A to B, and people pass out, loss of blood.
Oh, you're giving Holly.
And then...
Only because he knows it's what I want to hear.
Yeah. Fucking fanboy. So, anyways, that was our question, and we'll figure out a way to word that.
Hold on, and I told Ian, I texted Ian and told him to say something else. So he said, because I told him, he threw out a few questions, and I was just like, no, it's not good enough, not good enough. So he goes, okay, Master Chief, Mario, Sonic, fuck one, kill one, marry one, go.
Ooh.
So Master Chief, Mario, and Sonic?
Yeah, so I said I would marry Master Chief, I would kill Mario, and I'd fuck Sonic because it would just be quick and I could just get it over with.
Spill his rings all over your chest and walk out the door?
Yep.
Right through the loop and out the door.
I'm not answering this question.
Go for it.
Why? Why not?
Just answer it.
Fuck one, marry one.
And kill one.
And kill one.
I'll answer it as dirty as you can, too.
Get back to me, Rex.
Master Chief for that metal sweaty thing that he could bring.
So
Mario. You'd fuck
Master Chief. Okay.
Yeah. I'd probably kill Mario just for the terrible things he's done to the Nintendo brand, and Sonic. With that spin up, it'd be like keeping the middle range the entire marriage.
Not to mention, he'd always have money.
He just goes and steals the shit from people.
I've got this perfect.
Okay, go for it, Vic.
I'd fuck Master Chief.
See, that's what I'm
I'd about. Marry Sonic, but since I fucked Master Chief, he would kill Sonic for me, so I'm a widow, but I gotta keep all his rings. Rich as shit! And then I'd be free to do whatever I want with Mario.
Fair enough. That's a better answer than what I had. I was gonna say fuck Sonic so I could get it over quick. Marry Mario. And then get into the litigation of breaking up with Princess so that I can marry Peach instead.
Who doesn't love a good old mustache ride?
Yes.
And then I'd, God,
you'd kill Master Chief?
I'd kill Master Chief.
In Soviet Russia, Master Chief kill you.
What are you talking about?
In Soviet Russia?
You could marry him, and then you would get one yourself, I'm sure.
Or you could kill him and wear his
Justin
suit.
Justin could totally wear a pink one.
We have Team Badge.
Hey,
it's basically red versus blue, but there's this is red.
So if anybody knows us online, you know about Team Badge on Halo. So something Trent came up with ages ago, where we put all of our armor in pink and we name it Team Badge and we just go village and destroy.
Yep.
So it's to throw you off.
Like
you
vaginas
know.
Tend to do.
Ooh. Coming from the chick.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I was thinking about vagina.
So, Trent's answer about your question, the Batman question.
Did he text you?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
Did he text you, too?
Huh?
Did he text you, too?
No, he didn't text me.
Okay.
I'm just thinking this is kind of funny.
He said Anthony Hopkins as Freeze, Gregory Peck as Batman, and Kevin Spacey as the Riddler, which I like.
Not bad. I think the only good thing about that last Superman movie was Lex Luthor because it was Kevin Spacey, and everything else sucked.
Yeah, it's true.
Man of Steel preview came out with the Batman movie. They're doing new Superman.
Yeah, isn't it Nolan? Nolan's producing it, but he's not directing it, right?
I'm so drunk, I have no idea.
From what I remember, it was Zack Snyder that's doing the actual directing on it, and then Nolan's producing it. Zack Snyder being the guy that did 300, and also the guy that did 28 Days Later. What?
They turned him into Sailor Man. He's on a boat throughout the entire preview.
Superman?
Yeah, he works on a fucking boat.
And except for the end where he's like, oh, break the sound barrier up out of space.
Yeah. He's like, I'm done crap catching, I'm going to be Superman.
Actually, I thought that was kind of cool the way that they showed him flying through the air, the whole sonic boom thing. That was kind
of
neat.
Deadliest catch, he got scared of some crabs.
So anyways, with that being said, do we got anything else to talk about?
Not really.
Oops.
Is there any game releases coming out? Anyone? Mueller?
Nothing I know of, really, besides...
I see Pokemon.
No Pokemon.
No.
So obviously no Coldstream comes out next week, Holly.
Yeah.
Deadlight comes out on Xbox Live Marketplace, which I'm a little bit excited about. Risen 2 comes out on PS3 and Xbox 360, which is pretty worth it, I'm just going to say. The fighting's been fixed. They've had plenty of time to tweak it out on PC. Hopefully all those fixes make it over the console, but it is an extremely humorous game. And it's all pirates. It's a pirate RPG. It's fucking awesome. Orcs Must Die 2 on PC, which I'm extremely excited about. And then Murder Death Kill 2, or MDK 2, coming out on PC as a re-release. Everything else doesn't really look worth it. The following week...
I totally saw Rayman.
Rayman. Where am I?
Up.
Oh, Rayman Origins came out on Xbox Live Marketplace.
Thank you.
Okay. I've heard it's a good game. As far as next week, nothing. The week after that, Darksiders 2. That's really the only thing you need to know.
Ooh, looking forward to that.
Dust and Elysian Tale comes out on Xbox Live Marketplace.
What's next to that?
That's Mario, Super Mario 2 3DS.
That was fun. You could hover. You could be the princess and hover around. Plus, the music was crazy in it.
But really, well, I don't know how they're going to do it with 3DS. It might actually be kind of cool. But really, the thing that I'm more excited about than anything there in the next couple weeks is Darksiders 2.
Agreed.
That's going to be pretty awesome. But other than that, there's not a whole lot coming out. We're just going to have to keep playing some really good games and telling you what you've missed over the years. But other than that, Holly, what am I missing?
We're playing Left 4 Dead.
Are you this weekend?
Yeah, on Saturday.
And I'm still making that app, and I'm still getting that server set up soon, I guess. I really just need to get...
Just get me over here with like a 12-pack.
Yeah,
it'll be done.
Bait. Here's the bait.
Get it, boy, get it.
Something like that. I need to either do that, or I'm thinking about actually hosting it on that new Amazon thing.
Amazon EC Square... Or Amazon Service...
Square.
Don't remember the name.
EC something.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to you about that afterwards.
Yeah.
But,
Easy game hosting for those out there.
Well, and I've been talking to a lot of people just online on Steam, on Xbox Live, and in person, and everybody's like, so when's that DayZ server coming? I was like, I don't know. So, I'm going to be doing it soon. I want to next couple weeks.
If it's a really, like, big wanted thing, I don't mind actually pitching some time to dedicate to that.
Well, we can see if that machine will do it, and if that machine won't do it, then we can do it on Amazon. But I just don't know anything about setting up a server like that.
Give me 12-pack.
Done. So, anyways, that'll be up soon. The app will be done as soon as I get enough time. I'm going to be really drunk on my birthday. Saturday's going to be pretty rough, I can already tell.
5 gallons of wine.
I don't know how much
wine.
Time I'm going to have, but I'm going to try to start getting that app done. And this is in response to Glenn. I know that you're looking for something. And then also, you guys are running that Zombie K, right?
Yeah, in August. So sometime. I don't remember when.
We're going to make you guys some t-shirts. Also, new things coming to Tiltcast. Season 3? Is that what we're calling it, Holly?
Yes.
Okay. Season 3 comes soon after we hit 100 episodes. New things coming that I'm not talking about on here yet. Because I don't have all the details lined out, but I have enough time to do it now. So, and that's like in like 7 episodes too, huh?
Need to get Cinnamon Challenge out of the way.
6.
Oh yeah, Cinnamon Challenge. So we're up to 92 likes on Facebook. Liking something on Facebook is so easy. You like everything
just
else. You like
do it.
People like, they like Taco Bell and shit. I mean, I see.
Like something that you listen to.
Like exercise.
It, okay. It just, all you got to do is just all one word, type in search, face or Tiltcast. And if I can get to 100, it can actually be facebook.com/Tiltcast. And it's facebook.com/ shitloads of numbers and characters and then Tiltcast somewhere in there. That'll help us out. That'll also help us spread the word. That'll also make it easier for me to advertise and maybe get a sponsor on here that'll help us pay for all these fucking games. So, because we... I'm broke again because, you know, I had to play stuff.
Damn their sales. Damn them for having sales.
Yeah, I'm broke again. So, you know, it would help out because...
Justin will strip for donation?
Fuck no, I will not.
No, it's not Bieber. Sorry, guys.
Just give him enough money. Or beer.
Give him enough alcohol.
So, but anything. Anyways.
Some Jaeger.
Oh, well, Jaeger is the way to my heart.
Good old bottle of Jägermeister.
Jack Daniels.
So, real quick, I want to just plug a few things. You can find us at tiltcast.com, obviously, where you can find links to other places that you can find us. You can email us from there at teabag@tiltcast.com. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/tiltcast, facebook.com/tiltcast, and YouTube, The Real Tiltcast, or click the link on here to find some of our videos. Also, we have friends, and we have many of them. Mentioning our local boys first, the Carousel Podcast with Scott, John, and everybody else. And Elseworlds Podcast with Jen, fucking Chuck, Jesus, and Wes. Will. I'm sorry, Will. For the Love of Gaming, which new friends of ours. BMFcast.com with Mackie and the crew. Dynamic Soundtrack, extraplay.info, noquarters.net, and TVGP.tv. They do good things. Find us on iTunes. Like us on, well, you don't like us on iTunes. You just go there and write a review for us so that people can find us.
Yeah.
Download our shit.
Yeah, and then, of course, you have Stitcher. So if you can go to Stitcher and listen to us, that's also a way that I can get some advertising dollars so I can make some fucking t-shirts for people and start giving those away. Also, one last thing. Really cool person, the Santa Claus of Steam Sales, Apocalypse Wren, gave me a game to give away to the person. Once we hit 100 likes on Facebook, I didn't mention this to you guys because I just now remembered it.
Thanks.
I'm going to put together a random number generator and assign everybody a number that's liked Tiltcast, and I'm going to do a quick drawing. So once we hit 100, I'm giving away a free copy of Torchlight 1, and that was provided to us by Apocalypse Wren on Steam, so which is really fucking cool of him. And I sat down and chatted with him for about an hour, and he was like, this seems like a really good idea. I have an extra copy. Here you go. So we will have a gift copy on Steam of Torchlight, which is an amazing game. So with that being said, we need to get the fuck out of here. And I've had way too much coffee, so...
I have lots more to drink than to do.
Yeah. And if you're local...
Karaoke after this.
You can find me, and maybe you'll find the extra special Dirty 30 kegger that I'm throwing this Friday. For me and Mr. Weston.
I should take a lot of pictures and post them on our website.
Oh, Jesus.
There will be a drunkosaurus prowling.
You're going to post drunk pictures of me?
Of everyone.
Don't take it to your sides where all you have are stomach.
Oh my God. Everyone in the cast.
When you get drunk enough, I'm going to run circles around you.
I will totally wear my T-Rex shirt.
If I can stand by then.
Well, if you're coming to the party, you got to wear some kind of 80s shirt or 80s.
I'm going to wear my T-Rex shirt.
I don't
shirt.
Have any 80s clothes, and I don't have any money.
I have one for you. Do you like Beastie Boys? Old school Beastie Boys.
Do you have anything in that size, though?
Yeah, I do. From the 80s. From my oldest brother, who's 38.
I don't know if I should be
one of his ex-girlfriends. No, it's one of his ex-girlfriends.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well.
Oh, it's amazing. You'll like it.
Okay.
Anyways, and I've got my, of course, my famous Ski Oklahoma shirt. My best ever.
You could just borrow a shirt.
And it's got
from
a ton of glitter.
Got, like,
oh, Jesus.
The ones with kittens and shit.
Kittens and
shit. My name is Rex shirt. Will amaze.
So anyways, with all that being said, we're signing out tonight.
Yeah.
And next week, we're going to come back with stories of all sorts of crazy shit.
And booze.
We'll tell some of my drunken escapades that I have done.
Well, I guess pics are going to happen, huh?
Oh, shit.
They will.
Should I be scared?
Probably not. I'd need a camera to take pictures.
I got one.
They came out
it's only 6 megapixel Sony, but it'll work.
Well, they came out with this thing called a phone.
Really, I have one of those.
But phones, in general applications, have a camera on the back.
Shit. Oh my God, mine has a camera.
Hey guys.
Every time I take mine, it's a picture of a finger.
It's time to go.
Mine broken?
It's time to go, guys.
So, we'll see you guys later.
Yeah, we will see you guys later.
Any shout-outs?
Oh, shout-outs? I already did shout-outs.
Already
okay,
did shout-outs.
Okay,
crazy.
I don't know. I'm...
Oh, wow, that's actually a good figure.
Okay, guys, we love you, and we'll see you later.
Give me your snapshot.
All right, later, guys.
See you guys.